Chris Thomas argues that it's not enough for the two candidates just to present their manifestos without a debate taking place.
Both candidates, and I agree in terms of the degree to which they are, with what Daphne said, are trying to come across as listening, team-playing people much more than people ever have previously. And I do think out there in the public, there are people who want a team to be put round those people. But I have a problem with that, because to me, that team should be built in public, in a debate, in the House of Keys, should be demonstrated, and it should be around policy principles and actions that are going to be taken now, rather than just, trust me, I'm listening, I'm a team player.
He'll ask for other members to support him, at least four needed, to allow questions to be asked of the candidates. Mr Cannon and Dr Allenson have appeared in a number of debates in the last week. On Sunday, they met in the Manx Radio studios.
Let's not be under any illusions that governance and governing in across a multitude of disciplines and areas and services is not a complex matter, and particularly when we are facing the key issues of the day at the moment for this administration going into it: the inflation, the gas supply issues, the food supply issues. You know, so all these are key matters that need to be addressed. But in order to do that, you have to set out a framework for it to be better, for delivery to be better influenced, and to be done in a more constructive way, but also a more transparent way. And that's what I've set out in this manifesto in terms of what we need to think about as a government that delivers for the people of this island.
I think we need a programme for government, but I would agree that it has to be outcomes-based and has to deliver. One of the problems we had with the last administration, I'm afraid, was that we had a programme for government which was unwieldy, which was too big, and which was not communicated or understood by the vast majority of people, including parliamentarians. When Minister Cannon talks about transport policy, one of the problems we have with our bus system at the moment is over £1 million was taken from their budget due to the SAVE programme, which was meant to save 20 million, but only delivered about five, if that. When we talk about infrastructure costs and the state of our roads, that was because the DIY budget was cut back again and again and had to rely upon vehicle excise to actually fund the infrastructure. We need to get the housekeeping right. We need to invest in our infrastructure. We need to deal with climate change, but also intergenerational fairness.
If neither candidate gets the necessary 13 votes in total, fresh candidates will be called for and the process will enter a new phase.